Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Tonight at Gillette Stadium, the Patriots face the Colts in the AFC Championship. The winner goes to the Super Bowl. To get some perspective from the Indianapolis side of the big game, we turn to Indianapolis Star sports columnist Greg Doyle. Greg, hi there.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Not bad. Now, to start with, you are on the record as being not enamored of Bill Belichick. So a couple of things. Give us the quick take on your impressions of the Patriots coach, and let us know to what degree you think the Colts and their fans share your view.
Spygate happened. Running up the score a couple years ago happened. That formation thing that's been done before, but, you know, of course he does it too, and you know, that happened. And Belichick wins at all costs. He will do whatever he has to do to win. And this is pro sports. It's a huge business. So I'm probably being naive when I say what I'm saying, but I believe winning with honor is a huge value. I don't feel like this is, you know, rocket science, that he's not a very likable guy. Now, if he's your coach and the Patriots fans, he's their coach, so he's their guy. Hey, I get that. But what you're asking me, if do I think Colts fans kind of share my feeling, what I'll tell you is I think the rest of the country, no. I know the rest of the country shares my feeling. Now, I'm not speaking for 300 million Americans, but I am speaking generally for most people.
In terms of the Pats and the Pats have beaten the Colts the last five times they've met. This season in Week 11 in Indianapolis, Pats won 42-20, and in that game, Colts did look a bit hapless. But yet, here they are in the AFC Championship. So how have they transformed?
Well, they transformed several ways. They have had a lot of personnel issues. They weren't sure who their receivers were. They didn't know who their running back was. They were missing their best defensive lineman who stops the run, and that game you're talking about, Jonas Gray, whoever he is, ran for 201 yards, you know, and the Colts have tightened up the run defense. They've tightened up their skill positions. Their offensive line has been just a total wreck all year with injuries, and they've tightened that up, and they've had the same line now three games in a row, which for the Colts is a first all year. They're better, and they went on the road in Denver and proved that they can go on the road against the best of the best and not just win, but they manhandled Denver. I'm not saying they're going to manhandle New England, but for the first time all year, I can see a scenario where the Colts win this game. And what I kind of think is funny is that media around here in Boston, I've done a lot of interviews this week, unfortunately, and to a man and woman, they all have basically laughed at the idea the Colts can win, which is embarrassing.
As this showdown does loom tonight, how would you describe the mood of the Colts fans? You know, veering more towards nervousness or confidence?
Oh, I think it's more to a realism. They understand the Patriots have dominated this series recently. They understand that it's not going to be easy at all. But that game at Denver last week was a big deal for the Colts and for the fans, because we've all been watching the Colts all year, okay? We've all seen it. And all year they've been a team that can beat bad teams and beat them pretty good. They've been a team that can beat mediocre teams. And they've been a team that they play a good one at home, they have a chance. But they go on the road against anybody good, they have no chance. They weren't just losing, but they were losing big. So this was not a team that can go on the road and compete. It just wasn't until last week. And they did it, and they didn't just win, but they dominated the Broncos.
Who's the most important player on the field going to be for the Colts tonight?
In a game like this, it's always the quarterback. You know, he's got the ball, Andrew Luck. He's got the ball, and the same for the Patriots, Tom Brady. He's got the ball in his hands half the game, and he's going to make every decision at the line of scrimmage and whatnot, everyone. If Andrew Luck has a great game and throws for 400 yards, and Brady is just average, the Colts win. I think there's no doubt about that. But if Andrew Luck has a bad game or throws a couple interceptions that get turned for touchdowns, as he's done, the Colts lose. There's no doubt about that.
So, Greg, what do you think about tonight's outcome?
If I had to bet money, I'd do the smart thing and bet on the Patriots. But I think the Colts are going to win this game. I think they're going to win this game. I think Andrew Luck's going to have a big, big game. I think the Patriots, I'm going to assume they're a little bit overconfident if the people around here are anything like them, and I realize they're not. But I'm going to assume there's a little bit of overconfidence there, and I think the Colts are going to win this game in a close one.
Greg, thank you so much for your insights.
Thanks, Sharon.
Greg Doyle covers the Colts for the Indianapolis Star. This is 90.9 WBUR.